The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. Tuesday is assignment days for Linda. Good morning. Hey, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 19th. This is the 19th of June? It is the 19th of June. Whoa. I thought it was, you know, for some reason, I thought it was the 20th today. I'm just pushing. No, I can't push
it. Don't be in a hurry.
Yeah, you know, today is the 19th of June. Well, that just makes things all different than today. I mean, it truly does. That just changed my whole day because I was doing things because I was taking the payroll down yesterday, thinking that today is payday and for most, you know, but it's not. It's not for another day, which means it changes everything I'm doing today because I was basing it on having to get it and pick up stuff. Never mind. Anyway, hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. They have an expanded walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. And, of course, the service, the customer service there is just outstanding. All is at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Sunny and hot today. The high near the century mark. That will continue tomorrow, and then the heat goes up. I'm going to give you some numbers. Thursday, right around 100. Friday, 104. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 105. You know what? Lows near 70.
Well, you know what? And this is fair week. Now, let me tell you why this is better than last year. If you remember last year, it was like 108, 110, you know, during fair week. And that's tough. So it's not that bad. And there's a lot of indoor stuff there.
I heard something about be ready for extreme heat. No, this is ready in June.
This isn't extreme.
Anywhere else, this would be an extreme heat event. Here, it's business as usual.
In fact, speaking of that, tomorrow is Dollar Day and Kids Day. So it's $1 to get in. Children 12 and under free. Lewis Fox, the one-man sideshow. Miss Shasta County Scholarship Program. Wonderful pot pie contest, which doesn't mean anything new under the new pot laws we have here. No, it doesn't mean you have to have marijuana in the pot. Nor do you, anyway. Thursday, senior day, senior 62 and over for free. So, Ashley, you're getting close. Junior swine, pygmy goats, and rabbit show. You know what? There's something about pygmy goats. You know what? If we could just teach them to be service animals, then we'd have little pygmy goats as service animals. They could go everywhere, like on planes and everything like that.
There's somebody who has a pygmy goat as a service animal.
You know
trust
what? It's got to. The last time we had a pygmy goat in here, it relieved
it. Fertilized the floor.
Well, yeah, it did. And the lady just walked out. It was like, excuse me, your goat just, you know. Anyway, they're also having the tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger. Friday is Cattleman's Day. It's the junior-senior beef, dairy, cattle, and meat. You know, I like reading this stuff because this is a county fair. This is a Shasta District fair. This is what's happening there. They have a Gymkhana in the horse arena. They have competitive tamale pie contest. Mm. I'm not exactly sure what that is. And it's Parmalee, the country group with opening act of Shad Bushnell, one of our local boys here that has done well. And then, of course, Saturday, June the 23rd is Livestock Day, Junior Livestock Auction, Jumping Halter English and Western Horse Shows, Little Miss Shasta County, the second annual Cornhole Tournament.
I don't want to know.
At 3 p.m. at the Cantina, the Captivated Berry Pie Contest. Auto races are going to be running that day in the grandstand. You know, yeehaw. Yeehaw. You know what? I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there at least once. And we're going to be giving away tickets tomorrow to the fair. That's right. The first day of the fair is going to be given. They're good for all the time. So you can just pick them up tomorrow because it doesn't open up until noon.
Permission to finish the forecast,
not yet.
Sir.
Not yet. I'm still going here with Skip Banks, the balloon man, and Louis Fox, the one-man sideshow. Okay, it starts Wednesday at 12 p.m., goes to 11 p.m., Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They always open at noon. Gates close 1 hour prior to fair closing, just to let you know. And this is the last day you can get your pre-sale tickets. Season passes, book of four tickets for only $29. It's an $11 saving. And a carnival wristband for $25. Which means you can go out and ride every ride over and over again until you throw up.
currently in downtown Reading, 68 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business out of Anderson that is gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. All right. Now, this is going to be a true or false. All right. You ready? Last night, a man was shot five times behind a Capri Hotel off of 273. Still alive. Now, true or false? Did drugs have anything to do with this?
I would say they are often a factor.
False. You don't have to. I don't want to. You know what? This is not something to discuss. True or false? Drugs had something to do with this. Okay?
Okay.
What? What's the answer?
Sir, true, sir.
It is. I mean, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. It just. But we know it didn't. And then the guy drives away in a white, some kind of white car. And they said that they got the bleeding control. Shot five times behind the Capri Hotel. I can't help but think drugs had something to do with this. Mm. You know, and you know, have you been down to the Capri Hotel lately? I mean, well, I buy it. I've never been in it.
They changed the sign many, you know, not that many years ago, because it usually it would vary depending on the electrical condition. Sometimes it would be the Cap Hotel. Sometimes it would be the Pre Hotel. Sometimes it'd just be the I Hotel.
Sometimes just be Motel.
Yeah, yeah.
The Motel Motel.
An interesting place, to say the least, sort of the Mos Eisley of Reading.
Well, you know what? I've never been down there. I cannot say that, you know, that there's anything weird that goes on down there. I can't say that, as opposed to some others around here that you know that weird things are happening because you saw people, you know, as you walk by, they're hurling their lunch or whatever it is they ate off the railing on the second floor
always into the parking lot,
which is always a great sight as you're going down to Cleary's down there for lunch. But they closed that place down. Okay. Am I taking this too lightly, the guy getting shot? First of all, the guy getting shot. Here's another thing in Reading. Somebody else has gotten shot in Reading. This, you know, it's starting to pick up.
I couldn't help but notice during my daily stop at the U.S. United States Post Office, federal property, at the encampments, which have again sprung up there and in the park, the library park, the UPRR track areas, and all sorts of things, at the individuals who have taken up residence there, some of whom are a little bit on the scary side. So I am concerned as a resident, because if we push them out of the park, they're going to end up congregating in other areas. So
what's your answer to that?
I don't know if there is one,
sure there
frankly.
Is. Sure there is. So once you put up...
It's illegal to tar and feather them.
No, you don't need to do that. Well, you know, the thoughts there now and then. Let's talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. That's right, Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you. She comes into your home. She'll give you a personal consultation for free, and she will work out a plan that works for you and your loved ones, whether it's because of a surgery and they need some help, or if it's, you know, full time. Sharon's the one to talk to. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com. And remember, there is no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages, 14 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today on the 19th of June.
Tomorrow, carnival rides, fair food, beauty exhibits, support our youth and their 4-H projects, bid at the Junior Livestock Auction, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and all the entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow is Kids Day with free admission for all kids 12 and under and the discount carnival wristband special. The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow.
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth. just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount. Let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and studios at KCNR1460. I like that. 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 19th of June and not the 20th. 66 degrees going up to 98, maybe a little bit. Now, I guess we can hold it at 98 today. I watered my tomatoes and my cucumbers this morning and my squash. I did it before I left because I figured it's going to be hot today.
I talked
to him a little bit.
You speak with your plants.
I did. I go, hey.
Are they happy plants?
Guys, looking good today. I like those little yellow flowers. Yeah, you're coming right along. Okay. Your turn.
I was just thinking that's your basic jump out of bed and either make coffee or run down to your local Dutch Bros and get a big old cup.
Yeah. You know, they said, how do you start your day off? And there's a picture of a Starbucks cup. It says, pour it out, go to Dutch Bros. I love it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty started this 10 years ago, a little bit over 10 years ago, right here in the city of Reading, and it's now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. It's in 30 counties right now. If you're looking for some really complete CCW training, unarmed training, yeah, that's right, defensive pistol, defense in your home, all of these fall under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. James Comey. Our esteemed former FBI leader. It looks like the IG is now investigating him. You know what? If they have, you know, all the investigations are going on, you know what? I think it's going to become kind of like a status symbol in D.C. If you, you know, being investigated, have you been investigated? No. Well, I'm sorry, then you can't come to the party this weekend. Mm-hmm. With everybody else that's being investigated, which is most of everybody. But Comey stepped on it. You know, well, he stepped on it a number of times.
I am amused by the speed with which Mr. Comey went from being the darling of the Democrats to now seeing the bus from the underside.
Yeah. Anyway, they got him for leaking classified info when he took all those things on this dossier and the stuff on Trump, and he just gives it to this professor at one of the universities so they could leak it. And he did it on purpose. He admits he did it. And then so the IG goes, well, you know, there's something wrong here. Also, they're investigating the IG investigation itself is being looked at because they're finding of no bias on Comey's part when he investigated Clinton. After he says all these things about Clinton, and then he says, no, they should not be prosecuted. They're looking at that, and the IG says, well, there was no bias there. Really? There was no bias there? And then you look at the people they're investigating, these FBI officers, and it's more than just the two they've identified as saying, we're going to stop Trump, that are on the investigation. They said there's more, and they want them named. You know, this whole thing has gotten to be such a pile of tar, a big ball of tar that you roll up, and that when you stick your finger into it, and then you try to put your other finger on it to get out, and now you've got both your hands in it, and both your fingers, pretty soon it's your knees, then it's your whole body as you're trying to push your way out, because this is just getting worse, and it's going to continue to get worse. Why? Because the FBI took sides. Not all the FBI, and there's agents out there right now who are just waiting to tell their story if it just be called on. You had a select group of agents who wanted to bring Trump down, and they did their best, and they couldn't. Now, here's what happened. They lost. When you lose, the victors write the history books. And so now I hope that they get pursued. I hope that if they were trying to pull him down or disqualify him because of political reasons and not because of legal reasons, then they need to be put in jail. Because we can't have the FBI and the Department of Justice taking sides in elections. Then it becomes a third world dictatorship.
Pretty much.
That's where I'm at with this. And so, like I said, though, okay, so Comey, he's going to be an investigator. And here's the other thing. When did it become a horrible thing when a father takes pictures with himself with his sons? When did that become horrible? It only became horrible if your name is Trump. And then as soon as you do, like Ivanka had a photo of her with her child, and they attacked her. Oh, what about these kids being ripped from their parents' arms and down on the border? And the same thing with him. The lady in charge of the pediatrics Association in America says, oh, you know what? It shows a great, it shows really a good relationship. He's doing everything right. Say nice things about it. She says, but however, when you pull these kids away, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. Again, we go into the hypocrisy of this. If you are arrested in this country, you are taken away from your kids. And if you want to read a real long article about, well, if you're going to get upset, how come you're not getting upset about the number of blacks and people of color that are in jail? They've been torn away from their families. You know, so obviously there's something. So when you're talking about
how about all the meth
on
moms?
The border, on the border, and the lady in charge of this said, she was real clear about it. It's like this. You come in with, you come in and there's your parents and your kids. You know, if it's a single mom, if it's just one kid, you know what? We're going to do what it says. If you've been arrested and the child goes to protective custody, guess what? It's been doing that, like I said, since 1985. And yet people, now the Republicans are running like curs, with their tails between their legs because they're being beat up because of something that's been going on for years, yet why don't they just turn around and say where it started? Trump has. He says Obama was doing it. He did it twice as much as I did. He's, that's kind of a kid's argument. But still, it was there before. The media refuses to point out things that had happened under Obama, which now, of course, is abhorrent. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Look what's happening. Where were you 10 years ago? Where were you 5 years ago? Where were you 4 years ago when this was happening? It's because you are hypocritical. It's because you are cowards. And it's because now you're using this as a reason to pull down a sitting president. by saying that he did this all wrong and not once did you point it out before.
Well, W was a butcher for ordering drone strikes on known targets. Obama got in there and he turned the drones loose like the flying monkeys
of Oz.
There
was never any the number of attacks under Obama, you know, like tripled than they did because people kept looking at Bush. Oh, you're doing this, you're doing this. Obama wins a peace prize the first month he's in as president, and he turns the dogs of hell loose in the skies. Which, you know, guess what? You want to fight a war? Let's fight a war. You don't want to fight a war? Then pull everybody back. Yeah. Which gets me going on another thing. But I'm not going to get into that one right now. Okay. Did I talk about, the GOP, you know, the grand old party, the Republicans. You know what? If I hear another excuse out of them about, we couldn't do this because the Democrats won't vote for it. You know what? McConnell, then. McConnell, you need to, you know, what you do is you suspend that, the two-thirds thing like you've done before, and you just make it a simple up and down vote. Yeah, just let it go.
Quit rolling over like a trained seal.
Okay. You know, the whole thing is about publicity. The whole thing is political correctness. And, you know, frankly, you come across my, you know what, I do not want this country to end up like Germany is, or Italy. Or some of those others where they've just been inundated with people that have not assimilated in the culture. You know what? Where was my, where did, when Linda and I do when we were back in New York? Went to Ellis Island. And what did we do? We looked up our grandmother, or Linda's grandmother. We found all the documents on Linda's grandmother. Her grandmother came in from Yugoslavia, Croatia, and from a little town called Milostic. And she came in with her mother, her twin brother, her older brother, and I think an uncle came in. Their passage had been paid by her mother. Her father was waiting for the whole family. They were going to Minnesota. They had nothing wrong physically. They had the descriptions of them there. They said where they were going. They said their occupation. One of them was a mother, you know, or no, mother is a housewife. And the rest of them were kids in school. Were called scholars. They were scholars. They were students. And so they all went. So, see, my family, my wife's family immigrated from Croatia to come here and to make their and ended up in Iowa, where Linda's mom was born. And then, they're immigrants. To people who say, well, you just don't like, you don't like people coming. No, that's absolutely wrong. My family, you know, we picked our family up somewhere in the 1850s. I'm not exactly sure where they came from, but, they, you know, that was, you know, 1850s. So am I against immigrants? Absolutely not. But, however, there's rules. Barack Obama said it. These people, you know, they're coming across the border are breaking the rules. He said it himself as a senator. People wait in line. They do it the correct way. This is what we need to do is control that. So when you actually enforce a law, when did that become wrong? When did that become wrong, enforcing the law?
All depends upon the party of the person during the enforcement.
Unfortunately, you are exactly right, Bob. It depends on what the media wants to be enforced. If it was, you know, and where does it say a sanctuary state, a sanctuary city? Where's that? Where is that? It is the beginning of the downfall of law and order. Oh, we'll just pick the ones we want. How about if Shasta County said, you know what, we're going to be a sanctuary county for the, you know, for the Second Amendment. All those rules you guys are pointing down, you know what, we don't agree with them. That's not right. You know, it's infringing on the freedoms of our citizens. So we're not going to enforce any of those laws.
Give me that Spaz 12 off the shelf there.
We're just not going to enforce them. You know what? We'll have our own laws here, and just like you're doing, we just won't enforce your laws. How long do you think that would last? The state of California would do backflips.
Yeah, they'd be sending the
again
DOJ,
you know what,
up here.
Are they taking these? You know, and they're comparing them. They're comparing the kids where they're keeping them in Nazi concentration camps. I love it. Nazi concentration camps. Let me see. Are they in little uniforms? They have little tattoos. Are they gassing them at the end of the day? Oh, no. No, I don't think that's happening. That's not happening.
Handing them a little sledgehammers and making them break rocks?
Yeah, no. Break rocks. You know, just, oh, yeah, oh, yes, those are Nazi concentration camps those kids are being put into. This is what I mean. Hyperbole, whatever that word is, you know what I'm talking about, of this whole thing is just to me, is just, it's hypocritical, it's ridiculous, and the fact that people, that the latest poll says that people really don't even know what's true in the news anymore. Is that sad? The latest poll came out and said they don't know what's true in the news every day. Where do we get to that? You know, I mean, when you want to hear an opinion and you turn it into us, we give you an opinion. You know, but I'm not telling you, oh, this is news, what I'm just saying. But I am not stupid either. And when I hear people say things like, oh, you're putting these kids in, it's like Nazi content, it's like Nazis. It is so wrong. It is wrong. But there's some people out there that have no concept of what a Nazi concentration camp is because they don't want to teach it anymore. Oh, and I think that's why they just put them in these little tent cities, you know. Like Sheriff Arpaio did down in Arizona. He put them in little tent cities and made them dress in pink underwear.
We have a modern-day Tokyo Rose who has the microphone.
I tell you what. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got Shasta Regional Medical Center here. I can't wait to talk to them. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. They're the ones that protect the people out there at the Colt 45 games. Let me tell you, there's never been any problems while North State Security's been down there at South City Park when North State Security is running it. Also along the power plants, electric utilities, and many, many more things. They've got a program where they can have somebody at your business or home in under 10 minutes. Give them a call to find out about that. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, stop it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it,
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I am Jim from Design Time. Oh, another doggy accident on your carpet. Oh, that's the worst. You can clean it up and hope it won't smell, or you can have the new LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard system protects against odors and stains. If you have pets and kids, you can be confident that your home will stay clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw. Featured at Design Time. Stop by and see us. We're located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. See you there.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at
kcnr14.com. With a quick fuse, I was uptight. Wanna let loose, I was dreaming.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading, right here on Market Street. It's 66 degrees, going up to 98 today. The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call, 365-3793, 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on the 19th of June, 2018. And I'm here with Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with the new CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Casey Fotch, and Aaliyah Irwin.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Okay, we're going to move you up just a little bit closer. Just lean in a little bit. There you go. And, Casey, you're fine. So good morning, and thanks for coming by. Casey, how long have you been here now?
It's going on about 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yep.
Tell us about, you know, since you're the new chief executive officer here, where'd you come from?
Well, I currently reside in Carlsbad, but Carlsbad, California.
Uh-huh.
So, I was actually interviewing with the company for a facility in about 30 miles from my house. May 4th, we were doing the interview, and Shasta came up, and it's just a fantastic opportunity up here. It has a lot of my skill set, kind of fits with the programs that Shasta has, you know, cardiovascular, orthopedics, that type of stuff. So it's been working out real well. We've got a great medical staff there. The nurses are fantastic. I'm just impressed with the facility all the way around.
So tell us a little bit about you. You're the CEO of a major hospital up here. So
yeah,
how do you get here?
I started my clinical background in radiology, and kind of went through progressively, you know, how executives do in hospitals. They'll take over more and more areas as their education, you know, advances. And I clearly understood that I was in way over my head when I got my first management position. And, you know, leaders aren't born. They're taught. And so I went back to business school and just did a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and wound up taking over my first facility at 32 years old. And here the rest is history.
Wow. Well, my nephew is a CFO in hospitals, and this is what he wanted to do. He's a CPA, and then he got into the medical system, and they've started in Brentwood, Tennessee. Then they moved him to Texas, and then to Mississippi. Where is that place in Mississippi? But now he's looking on to the next place. You know, as each place gets a little bit old.
I'll tell you, CFOs, chief financial officers in the medical industry, especially hospitals, hospitals are the most complicated revenue cycle in any business in the world. And that's a tough job being a CFO. There's no question.
Well, he's a bright young man, and they have four kids. So I guess he's going to work really, really hard. I mean, they've just been popping him out.
He's got a ways to go.
He's got a
lot of college.
Well, let's, you know, Aaliyah, tell us a little bit about you. You run the media and all this kind of stuff.
So I've been at Shasta for a little over 5 years in July,
right.
So I'm the marketing and business development manager at the hospital, so I get to do all of the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I joke, I host the turkey trot, all the events, I get to come on the radio and hang out with you.
Yeah.
A lot of just growth, kind of informing the public on what the hospital does, where we are, and the services and care that we provide to our community.
Well, we have some really good friends. You know, Dr. Doug McConnell came up here to do to kind of run the cardiac section, and became very, very good friends with Bonnie and Doug. And then he's kind of like retired, semi-retired, mostly retired, and handed it off to I think Paul. another fine physician there. And you all down at Shasta Regional have gotten, you know, you've gotten a number of accolades over the last few years about your treatment of patients. You know, been certified as, you know, as like being the best in things. So that kind of leaves you, you're coming in here new, so you got to building on this or?
Yeah, we are going to build on it. You know, there's one of the things about hospitals is there's always room for improvement. Always. It doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how well you do things. There's always an opportunity to find a better way to do it. And we're looking at, you know, we're obviously very outcomes focused. We'd like to make sure people heal when they come in. They have a good experience. And those are things that the industry, quite frankly, has a lot of work still to do because, you know, it's a hard thing when you want to survey a patient's experience, you know, going into a hospital versus going into the Apple store. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot different. It's a very different experience. And you know, I've said that to people over the years that, you know, this is, it can't be the satisfaction thing. It's got to be something related to experience. And that's kind of what we're focusing on is not only the experience of the patient, but the experience of their family as well.
It's so important.
It is.
Because when people come to the hospital, you're right. And they go in the Apple store, you're kind of going, oh, man, I'm going to buy
myself a new computer. Yeah.
And here
great.
I'm coming in and I'm bleeding.
Or I'm usually going to leave without something that I came with or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just because of the nature of medicine. And then also, there's a lot of times where you have pain in a hospital. And that pain is, you know, sometimes you don't want to control it too much because it's a boundary for the patients. You want to say, don't exert yourself. And so it's a real fine line that we have to walk as providers and as institutions, and we just keep striving to get better and better.
The opioid epidemic that people have got, that our nation is in right now, what kind of impact does that have on? Because something you just said, you've got to walk a really fine line between keeping a person's pain down and yet not crossing some kind of other line when it comes to opioids.
You know, it's really a problem. Unfortunately, you know, that is really those type of medications are really good at controlling pain, but they're also very addictive. And unfortunately, a lot of times people get exposed to those medications. Maybe they had a surgery or maybe they went into, broke a bone or, you know, had some kind of injury. And that's how they get introduced to those particular types of drugs. And unfortunately, they really do have a place. But it's just the nature. They're just so addictive. There's been such an impact on facilities with regard to overdoses coming in and the expense associated with, you know, rehabilitation of those, you know, the people that are on those medications. It's something, again, that we're going to have to kind of try to deal with as a society and put some resources into it, because that's the only way it's going to get solved is some type of.
And do you think that, you know, like in the Netherlands, they almost kind of reverse the way we do things? I'm sure that you've seen those studies, too, where they do over-the-counter stuff like Advil instead of the opiates in like 75% of the cases. And then where we do it kind of the opposite. Is there any studies going like that saying, hey, you know what, instead of me giving you this, we're going to give you this?
Yeah, you don't need to do a study because that is exactly how it's supposed to work.
Okay.
But I think what did happen in this country is that there was such a push by the drug companies to get out and prescribe this stuff because there was so much money in it that, you know, it should be the last line of defense against pain. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's not. And so you're right. It's Tylenol, the Advil, that type of stuff.
I'm glad to hear you say things like this because, you know, if being the CEO of a hospital, I mean, because where it comes from the top down that, hey, you know what, before we get to that opiate part and before we get to the painkillers, we're going to try everything else up until then. You know, because, you know, you're absolutely right. Some people, it's the first time they've ever had anything like this.
Well, and you see, but now we get into the, we want to try a few things first to try to control your pain. And then now when I want to survey how your experience was, I wasn't able to.
Oh.
Okay. So yeah. It's kind of a catch-22. And so again, but we still need to strive as an institution to make sure that, you know, that pain is controlled responsibly. Our docs do a pretty good job at it at the facility. There's no question about it.
Well, you know, we're here with Casey Fatch, and who's the chief executive officer of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it's really, you know what, I'm really liking what I'm hearing here, you know, Casey. I mean, for a variety of reasons. We talked a little bit before we came in here, so we need to think kind of thing.
Well, you caught me early in the morning.
I caught you early in the morning. So he goes, "Brad, you're just going to hear what I really think here." And I'm not tired.
6 o'clock, I get cranky.
Yeah, that's right. And we're talking about, you know, about opioids and the problems they have, but how Shasta Regional is handling this. And how hard job that is to balance this out. And, of course, Aaliyah Irvin, who is the head of all of their media and publicity, gets to do all the fun things. And, you have things like, you know, people running around and maybe a boat race, you know, like a raft race down the Sack or something like that.
And we have the turkey trot.
We have the turkey trot, maybe a boat race. Oh, I'm thinking that.
We have a raft race.
Okay, a raft race, but, you know, and then people could sprint, you know. Okay. I've spent those before. It could be. Anyway, it's a quarter till, and we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my head. I got a bad case of loving you.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Party down with Parmalee and their rebel rousing country rock at the Shasta District Fair Friday, June 22nd from Carolina.
She feels like Carolina.
To their hot new hit, Hot Damalama.
These boys know how to rock out, country style.
And it's free with your paid fare admission.
Party down with Parmalee, Friday, June 22nd at the Shasta District Fair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studio from KCNR 1460. Doctor. 71 degrees right now, going up to 98 today on the 19th of June, 2018. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be in the hundreds this weekend. I hope you've had Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State, a better-known business. You've had them come out and take care of your cooling systems, because this is the only ones we let touch ours, is Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642. Any type of heating or cooling systems they can work on and fix. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're here with Casey Foch, who is the new CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and their head of their media and community relations, Leah Irvin. And we're talking about Shasta Region, but we're talking about, we've talked about the opiate problems, and how the hospital has to walk a line here to help people, but also watch for that. But one of the things that we talked about during the break with Casey is that hospitals should be more than just helping patients that are in the hospitals.
No question. We have to be community focused, and a lot of times we're not required to do a community needs assessment, but we do one anyways. And what we look at is what type of services are lacking in the community, and then is that something that we can provide a comprehensive solution to? First and foremost, we try to bring funds into the local economy through these programs, whether it's federal or state. But again, we try to enrich the local economy. We try to use local vendors. But then identifying the programs that the community really needs, like behavioral health. Behavioral health is lacking here. I mean, as a county, we send a lot of people out because we don't have the services here that can handle the kind of volume that we have. And so us coming up with the inpatient program that's comprehensive, that deals not only with psychosis but also with chemical dependency, and then having an outpatient solution as well, whether we work with the FQHCs here, the community clinics, or we do an outpatient program ourselves as well, that is the type of activities going to cut down on this recidivism rate of the police having to bring these people to the ER all the time constantly. This will put them back on the streets, and that's something that the community, everybody benefits from, everybody, the providers, the community, the patients.
I've never understood with the amount of money that's pushed into our county health, $180 million a year to our health and human services, and the other things that are going on in the great minds we have, or why we can't get that going. Sometimes it just takes somebody to say, hey, look, we can do this, and this is how we're going to do it.
Well, we can, and the reality is the county does have a responsibility, but also the federal government and the state does as well. And so it takes a partner like Shasta to partner with the county and say, look, mm-hmm. There's other opportunities here that are under other funding sources that these patients have insurance, whether it's through Medicare, whether it's through Medi-Cal. This is something that goes on in other counties quite frequently. So this is going to be a real benefit for the community.
Well, I can't wait to see this one get launched. The idea of also talked to, with Chief Morris on here once a month too, talking about being able to get those trained, mental, health experts
right.
on call. Okay. So that when they're going out to a call there, that they can have a mental health, individual there too, that can maybe diffuse a whole situation and then allow the police to move on from that, as opposed to having them put them in the back of the car like you're talking about. I'd love to be able to see something where people can be taken into a facility and actually be there for a few days to try and start that help.
First and foremost, this is about safety.
Yeah.
And it's about safety for the patient. It's about safety for the public. It's about safety for the police. It's safety for everybody involved. And it has to be in a controlled environment. And being outside without support services and a support system is not a safe environment for people that have these kind of conditions. And so that's what we aim to provide.
Are we being overrun by this stuff?
No more than anybody else. I think, coming from San Diego and Orange County and L.A.,
We don't have a big problem.
We don't have a big problem.
You know,
I got to be honest.
And people don't understand that.
Yeah.
That, you know, because we're kind of like, we focus in, we know what it was like 10 years ago.
Right.
But I try and tell people, you know, I've come back from Alaska and come down the coast, that our problems, yes, we do have our problems, and we do have to do something about it, but we're not having to wash our streets down every week with bleach because of hepatitis C. We're not having encampments of 1,000 people. You know, but I'm not saying we don't have our problems. We do.
Right.
But they're not insurmountable.
They're not. And
if we grab them now.
Yeah. And I think we're kind of in that heel of the curve of starting to deal with it. And we'll get up to the shoulder and we'll be able to put some more resources into it. And again, not just county funds. I mean, I think that's what everybody needs to understand. There's the federal government and the state have a lot of financial responsibility here, which those funds are going to flow into this community. We pay our employees, we buy supplies here, and those funds haven't been tapped into, and so that's something that we're going to be able to provide and for the most part help the county lower its budget for behavioral.
Well, you know, something you said too during the break is about, you know, using local vendors, doing all these kind of things that the hospitals here is a part of our community, you know, and not just for patients, but for the overall thing, which is what, you know, Aaliyah, you know, that's just the things that you do, reaching out like that. But your ideas, Casey, of how you're going to help the community.
I think for-profit facilities in healthcare get a really bad rap these days.
Yeah.
And I think you still got to kind of take a step back and look at the model and say, look, you know, we provide a lot of employment. We pay a lot of taxes, okay? You know, whether it's through sales tax or property tax or you know, even you know, payroll, all that type of stuff.
Electricity.
We employ people, utilities, supplies. And so, again, and let's just be real clear. There's not a lot of profit in healthcare. I got to be honest with you. At the end of the day, it's kind of, you know, just the way it is. And so nobody's, you know, taking, you know, armored cars full of cash out of Reading. It's just not that way. And so we are definitely providing a lot of service to the community. And we still provide a lot of unfunded care, you know, and so we still do a lot of charity care.
Well, you do. And I know it probably, I don't know how many beds you have filled on in the emergency room that still probably have people there that have mental problems that you've had for weeks or.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we're really looking at trying to solve, because those patients do clog up the system clog's probably not the right word, but they do inhibit the system and the patient flow. And not only here, but also at Mercy. And so we've discussed with them, as well as being able to help them get the patients out of their emergency room as well. And hopefully that's and generally what I've seen it do is shorten wait times in the emergency room for non-behavioral patients that really need, you know, to be in the emergency room, because those patients, they take up resources and they have nowhere to go. So we put them in the inpatient environment, and that'll increase the throughput in the emergency room and cut down the wait times.
Yeah, once we have a facility that those people can come into.
That's right.
That's going to clear up a lot of things that, you know, because people, you know, talk about going to the emergency room and they end up in there for several hours. Well, the reason they're for several
That's
hours
right.
is because you have people that are having.
For days.
For
Yeah. They have help for days. They're, yeah. they're in there because there's nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. Okay. Yeah. Casey, you know what? You're just like all fired up about this stuff.
Well, I'm pretty passionate about behavioral
Very
health.
Very passionate.
Yeah, I think, I, in fact, I've never ran a hospital without a behavioral health component.
Okay.
So
you're going to start that.
It's a no-brainer. It just is.
Hey, what do you do for fun? What do you do for fun, Casey?
Oh, boy. Do you
have fun?
You know, I do. I like the outdoor stuff. That's why I was really attracted to this area. It was really a short conversation when they said, would you consider going to Reading? I was like, sure. I didn't even know it was an opportunity. And it was a Friday afternoon, and I'm up here Tuesday morning.
Well, let me tell you, have you had a chance to look at the lakes and be out on a lake yet? Or
you know, I did some vacationing up here a lot as a child.
Uh-huh.
I'd had one of my best fishing experiences up here. It was one of those things where it got kind of annoying, actually, after a while. You just couldn't stop catching fish. And so, I had to stand behind a tree to bait my hook. It was so bad. And, I mean, it was just unbelievable. So it really stuck in my brain, you know, in my head a lot. And so it was a short conversation to get me to come up here. And plus, I like not having to make an appointment to make a left turn. You know what I mean? Like, I have to call ahead down there to make a left turn on the street.
Yeah.
This is so bad.
When I first came up here from San Diego, people were complaining about the traffic because they were working on the bridge. And I went, what traffic? You don't even have to wait a light.
Listen. Yeah. Anyway. I'll be honest with you. I thought I was coming to work on a holiday the first morning because there was nobody on the freeway. I said, seriously, I was like, I must have made a big mistake. It's amazing. So, but we'll keep that secret amongst us. Okay?
Casey Fett, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, thank you so much for being with us. I think we could have got another half an hour easy. Yeah. And Aaliyah, thanks for bringing him in today and all the things you all do at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
FBI handled the probe.
This Inspector General's report should conjure anger, disappointment, and sadness in everyone who reads it.
Republican Senator Trey Gowdy.
This IG report lays bare the bias, the animus, the prejudging of facts by senior FBI agents and senior attorneys.
Is he on Twitter this morning? President Trump standing his ground on the administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy along the Mexican border.
With calls mounting on Capitol Hill for the Trump administration to end the separation of families at the southern border, the president is defending the enforcement. He tweets, "We must always arrest people coming into our country illegally." Of the 12,000 immigrant children detained by U.S. authorities, he says 10,000 were sent to the border without their parents. And the president continues to blame Democrats for the problem.
White House correspondent Greg Clarkson says president heads to Capitol Hill later today. He'll meet with House Republicans to discuss immigration. Home builders busy last month, especially in the Midwest.
The Commerce Department says that housing starts rose to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.35 million, the strongest pace since July of 2007. All of May's construction gains came from a 62% jump in the Midwest, while buildings slumped in the Northeast, South, and West.
That's correspondent Matt Small. President Trump directing the U.S. Trade Representative to prepare new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. Fears of an all-out trade war with China are rattling Wall Street this morning. The key averages are off sharply. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 341 points, off more than 1%. The NASDAQ down 78 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Indonesian rescuers searching for more than 100 people missing after a ferry sank on a lake in Sumatra.
Some 100 rescue personnel, including military and police officials, are battling bad weather to try and reach survivors. Our grief-stricken relatives wait for news. This is the peak tourism season in Muslim-majority Indonesia, with millions of people traveling for the Islamic festival of Eid. And the volcanic Lake Toba is a popular tourist destination. Local police say they believe the ferry that sank was operating illegally without passenger tickets.
The BBC's Rebecca Henschke. A 19-year-old from Syria, on trial in Berlin over an assault in the German capital on an Israeli, was wearing a skullcap. The young man is charged with bodily harm and slander. The attack led to nationwide outrage in Germany. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate has passed a huge defense bill, but not without some partisan wrangling.
The 85-10 vote to pass the roughly $716 billion bill belies the reality that passing the bill wasn't exactly easy. In fact, there were several disagreements among Republicans over the bill that sets defense policy for the coming fiscal year. The bill had hundreds of amendments, and under Senate rules, any senator could block another from getting votes on their particular amendments, and that's just what they did. Senators also defied President Donald Trump by agreeing to block his deal to save Chinese telecom giant ZTE. The attention now turns to the House, which will have to pass its own version of the defense policy bill. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The government of South Korea says it's on board with the U.S. decision to call off a major joint military exercise in support of the ongoing talks with North Korea regarding denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. More on these stories at Town Hall.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 19th of June, 2018. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. An expanded walk-in humidor that's even better possible than it used to be, and great customer service. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Bobby, Bad Bobby, what's the weather this like? Bad Bobby.
It'll be sunny and hot today. High near 98. I'm going to call it the century mark because they always undershoot these things a little bit. So that's going to be the case for the next couple of days. Then the heat, overnight lows near 70. Then the heat really turns up. Thursday, 100. Friday, 104. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 105. The heat is on. And very typical for this time of year. I love it. I got for extreme heat. This is not extreme heat. 110 is extreme heat.
Oh, no, not even that. You know what? Until you've been in, and okay, I hate to say this because people,
in full field gear.
Yeah, that's your full field gear, and it's 123 out there, and your water is like 92 degrees, which isn't water anymore. I don't care. It's wet, but it's not water.
It's wet
you
steam.
You drink it as much as you want, and guess what? Somehow, from the time it leaves your, it gets into your mouth, to the time it hits your stomach, it just disappears. It's gone. It's, anyway.
I remember working in an attic once. I drank a whole gallon of water and never left the attic, where was the water going?
Yeah. You know what? The weather is always brought to you by a veteran-owned business. It's Shasta Gas Propane. Great people over there. Give discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793.
By the way, Shasta Lake remains 27 feet
from the top. That's not too bad.
Not bad for this time of year.
Look, are you kidding? We're going to be out there in August on a houseboat. If you haven't been out on a houseboat with our friends over at Holiday Harbor, shame on you.
Given the trends, we should still be at 50 feet or less from the top.
We're doing great.
Still plenty of
lake. Doing great. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, their newest branch at 1845 California Street. Expanded hours. They have so many things going on down there. Why don't you go down and let them show you how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, I'm here with Dr. Maria Salas. We habla español.
What? What did you say?
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está?
You keep on using
amiga. You speak better Spanish than I do. I'm like the coconut.
You keep on using those words. I do not think they mean what you think they mean.
I'm anyway. Dark on the outside.
I know. I heard that. No.
What?
You know what? We're Americans.
I prefer
we're
exotic.
We're Americans.
Americans.
We're Americans.
No, but I got it both ways, right? So there are people, even in my family, who are like, why didn't you speak Spanish? What's wrong with you? Are you ashamed? You know, that kind of thing.
You're not ashamed.
No,
I'm very proud of your heritage.
Just never learned.
Isn't your heritage also Irish or something?
Yes, sir. So can
well,
I be
there's
proud
a combination.
Of, can I be proud of both? Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, that's
Guinness
not
in
unusual.
One hand
well,
and
that's not unusual
yeah,
together. Because of a group of Irishmen, a large contingent, like a battalion or a regiment, moved down into Mexico and helped fight during fought on one of the sides. One of the sides down in. Well, I'm not sure which
generally
works. But there are many Mexican citizens with Irish last names.
And redheads
and blue eyes and all that. Okay.
Love it.
But you're here for something else.
Well, thank you for letting me come in today.
I'm more than happy.
Thank you. So today, Dr. Marie Salas is representing Reading Republican Women Federated, and we wanted to announce our speaker coming in this Wednesday. We do have a monthly luncheon practically every month, and as your first vice president of Reading Republican Women, it's my chair to get the speakers every month, unless we have a special event going on. And this week we have Gary Hayward coming in, the general manager of Twin River Casino.
That's right.
And, you know, there's a lot going on right now. I couldn't sleep last night for some reason. Oh, I was like thinking, I have to set my alarm to get into the show in the morning.
That could be it.
Yeah. And then I happened to get on Reading Republican Women Facebook page or fan page or whatever, and boom, it was going.
All righty. Well, Gary Hayward is making the rounds, and he's talking about the proposed casino and the resort down there on I-5. And he's been on here and talked about it. I've seen the plans. They are, you know, when you drive by that place, Rolling Hills, wherever that place is down there, it's nothing like that. It is not a parking lot with a bunch of trucks in front. It's nothing like that. It's going to be, if you could just see the plans, my friends. And by the way, if you've got an organization or a group that would like to hear, Gary will bring that to you with his PowerPoint presentation, or you can go to the Republican Women's Group here tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be a Republican to come.
Nope,
and
you can.
And he's going to show you what this is going to look like. The amount of work that they do, he's going to get, you know what, there's already so many rumors that our tax money is paying for this, which is absolutely not true, that they have it's going to, nobody's looked at the traffic. It's going to back up traffic for miles along the five.
Everyone's looking at that right now. He has to provide the information for the city and the county and that kind of thing. It's not that easy. You know, this has been a long venture, and, you know, frankly, people have a ton of questions, and this is a time for them to come in and ask. And he's basically said, hey, any question, full transparency. Go.
Whenever I hear these objections to any project, I recall when they were building the Sundial Bridge, and the gentleman who stood in front of a camera and said, we shouldn't build it because ducks would run into the guy wires and be hurt. Ducks who have been successfully evading tree branches for millennia, of course.
I'm not sure if that was a real problem or not.
No, it was made up problem.
But here's the thing is, this is what Gary Hayward is offering. If you have a group, and I know he's been out at Rotaries and talking to them.
Doing rounds, like he said. Yeah.
And there are some groups that are opposed to this. And I'm not exactly sure why, except it's a Churn Creek group again, who is opposed to anything down there. You know, they don't do anything with the property. And I'm more than happy to have them on to tell us why they should be opposed. You know,
and
why shouldn't be? Well, I'd be more than happy. In fact, you know, if we want, I bet I could arrange it so Gary Hayward and you sat right here and two faced each other. And you could tell him, though, you guys are going to do this. And Gary say, no, we're not.
Yeah,
or he's going to say yes, we will. You know, but
and that's been offered. You know,
it's been offered.
They know they're welcome to meet and have a chat. And other groups as well.
If that dog is shedding, Ashley, you're going to have to get out
stop.
Okay,
Carl.
That dog sheds. That dog's over there getting its back scratched, and it's so happy right now.
So
better not be shedding.
Dad.
I'll shave that dog's
butt. Everyone keeps talking about Maura. She's a loved therapy dog at Healthwise Chiropractic.
Make it walk backwards. Anyway.
But don't you love her?
Is her name really Hillary?
What? Maura.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Heck no.
Okay. Heck no. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, please.
That's tomorrow?
That's Wednesday, at Riverview Country Club.
What time?
We start at 11:30 just, you know, to mingle. And then we get going with lunch pretty much right away. I introduce the guests usually around 12 o'clock, you know, once we take care of some group business. And then they speak, and they actually leave a lot of time for questions. So, like he did with his Rotary group, I'm pretty sure he was just, like, really open and transparent and was just like, hey. Because I think he had some opposing people in that group, too. So.
Well, I'm sure he does. And we'll have Gary back on. here, and then people can advertise it big time, so people can call in. They can be anonymous and come in with the
Fine.
Chat.
That'll
come in with
cares.
Little chat questions that say, "We understand you're taking money from Mexican cartels to build this." Things like that. You know, I mean, it's just. I mean, some I've heard crazy things out there.
Oh yeah.
So anyway.
So $20 for lunch. RSVP with us. You can see our post on Facebook, Red and Republican Women Federated.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Can they just show up tomorrow?
They can just show up.
Okay. It's tomorrow, 11:30, at the Riverview Country Club here in C. And you don't have to be a member of the Republican Ladies Club. You can just go there just to hear what Gary has to say.
No, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. And tell us where your offices are at.
405 South Street,
right.
Here in Reading, and it's HealthWise Chiropractic. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. This segment is brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated since 2009. Over 20,000 square feet of cardio strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Offers over 35 classes per week. That's just included in the membership. Sign up for a free week pass at edfitness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited.
Kid Rock Wednesday opening day at the Shasta District Fair. It's Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. All day carnival wristband special and pride giveaways. Create your own craft in the Trinity Hall between noon and 6 p.m. and participate in Circus Imagination, where you can dress up, let your imagination run wild, perform silly circus skills, and become a star. Leave the gadgets behind and let your imagination run wild with applause from the crowd at Circus Imagination. Wednesday is Waterworks Kids Day at the Shasta District Fair.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shastaview. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. June the 19th, 2018, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, or one of the two full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Watch repair, they've got it all. Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Really good place to go down there. Linda goes down there a lot. When I go into Bastiani Arms, she goes into Four Winds Jewelry, and so we.
You know, if they open up the two places, if they were to move and end up next to each other, expensive day.
Oh, boy. Wow. Because you have a chance to work on the other in between the two spots.
To convince each other. Talk about it. Codependent enabling.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, you know, when we talk about satisfaction. You know, Linda was saying yesterday, what are the 10 most richest cities in the United States? I said, what is the 10 most happy cities in the United States? One, Boulder, Colorado, and, you know, several others like that.
Because Boulder, I can understand.
Yeah, they're all, we're highly happy here. But what about the country? What about the satisfaction of our country? And they've done, the Gallup has done a poll that says that the country's satisfaction factor is higher now than any time during the Obama administration. So it's higher and people are happier and they feel like that country's going in the right direction in the sense of, you know, of the economy. They liked what happened with North Korean Premier Kim Il-sung. Even, you know what, the fact that our president made this happen when no other president did, for whatever reasons. Okay, I'm not even trying to get into the reasons. But he did it because he saw it as a pragmatist. You've got to do something. And if nothing happens, never let it be said that we did not hold out the welcoming hand, that we did not try. Well, he did try. And people appreciated that, no matter what the media said, no matter what the Democrats said. I mean, I can't believe the hatred that poured out of their lips over this. And, you know, they've made it into this like it's a personal vendetta to take Trump down that you can't if he does anything right. And when they say he does something right, you can just see them. Rachel Maddow, tears in her eyes. You know, their heads explode when they're saying something. They have to find something. Well, yeah, he was there. But you know what? They're both liars. You can't trust anything. Oh, look, nobody's taking notes. You know what? You don't think anybody's taking notes in that room?
Yeah.
You know what? If you really believe that, come here. I've got a bridge here that's, you know, that ducks run into for sale. But let me finish on this thought here. That the fact is that, oh, well, you know, it's the trans. And here's what they tried to say. This jerk tries to say, well, it's a translator. You know, he's not concentrating on what they're saying. He's concentrating on getting the words right. You idiot. How could you say that on nationwide TV? You're an idiot. You know, and I'm just in the State Department. You're an idiot. You don't think that they didn't have such a trained, in not only a translator, but a trained operative in there listening to what's being said, watching how it's being said. He's also watching Kim Jong-un. You don't think we have people trained like that, just like they have people trained to do that? He's watching him. He's watching what he's saying. He's getting the nuances of the word. And, you know, when they take a break, he's in there writing these little notes down, or he's got them in a little tape recorder. He's got them someplace. And if you don't think that we didn't have an expert in there, you're an idiot. Okay, you're not an idiot. The guy saying that was an idiot. And he did it to bring Trump down. Oh, you know what? Nobody really knows what's being said in there. It's a lie. It's absolutely a lie, or a man that is just terribly adrift when it comes to common sense.
That place had more bugs than a cheap motel. Come on.
Well, you know what? I can't help but think that probably part of that was being, you know, part of that was being, you know, that if anything's being said, it's going, could you speak into my button here, please? You know, could you speak into my haircut?
I was going to say, you know, America is unique in that one of our national symbols, the eagle, has in one claw the olive branch, in the other claw the sheaf of arrows. That is not a made-up thing. We prefer to operate in peace, but if you provoke us, we provoke right back to kick your butt.
Well, you know, it's kind of like this. Is the point I'm trying to make is that here's the country's satisfaction, and it should be. You know, our economy is humming along. You've got less unemployment than you have in, 36 years. You have the lowest unemployment rates in people of color ever. You've got, he's trying to get control of the border. And if you don't think people worry about that, you're crazy. That is a big thing. Oh, and when he's getting control of the border and trying to keep it safe, and what do? They attack. Oh, you're taking these children away. Again, I'm not even going to get into the hypocrisy of that. I already talked about that in the GOP and the hypocrites there and the hypocrites in the media and all these people with saying how bad it is now. And I threw that out yesterday. And people go, oh wait a minute. And somebody actually said, this is not my country any longer. Well, then it wasn't.
Bye!
Then it wasn't your country under Obama. It wasn't your country under Clinton. It wasn't your country under Bush. Did you just discover this now? And if you did, just shame on you. If you didn't know about it back then, how about when they took that little kid away from his mom?
Oh, the Cuban kid.
Cuba. How about that? Remember, his family was down and took it away from his dad at gunpoint.
That was a Reno operation.
Yeah, Janet Reno and Clinton. I mean, there was that okay?
From the friendly folks who brought you Branch Davidian.
Yeah. Brought you Waco, Texas.
Waco, that's right, Waco.
Yeah, the Branch Davidians were the object of their scorn.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I'd just like to say is that people, the people of this country feel like we're going in the right direction. Is everything perfect? Absolutely not. Is Trump perfect? I could laugh about that one for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But are we moving in the right direction? Are we rebuilding our military finally? You know, okay, so now he says, you know what, we need to have a space division of military. And so what do the Democrats say? Oh, well, we're already having problems already, and it'll just stretch it further, and we can't do this. So let's just not try it. Let's just not try it. That's such a great, 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 great answer from the Democrats. Oh, no, we can't do it. No. They are the no party. No, we can't do this. How about 1.8 million DACAs that we can bring into the country or that are here in the country that we can make them citizens? No, we can't do that. I mean, he called their bluff. They wanted a million. He was going to give them 1.8. What happened there? Why couldn't they make that one work? If you're in this country, you're brought here when you're 2, 3, or 4. You know, when you're brought in this country when you're 20, I'm not too sure about that. But let's just say 15 and under, you're brought here, and you've become a good citizen. You've gone to school. You've done your things. Why can't you become American on a very swift pipeline? However, your parents, not so fast. They don't have to go home, but they have to become citizens, and they have to learn the language.
The U.S. Air Force was cleaved from the Army Air Corps because it was recognized that the air is a different environment. It makes logical sense, and space is definitely a different environment, and we are putting our feet out there, and it's not just us anymore. China has a very aggressive space program. India has a strong space program. It makes sense to face the realities that it's not always going to be kumbaya holding hands beyond our atmosphere.
Never has been. There's nothing like that. If you're not, you know, it'd be great. World peace. Oh, my. That's what I want. I want world peace.
Thank you, Miss America.
On the other hand, I'm keeping an M4 in my car just in case there isn't world peace, which, by the way, is another subject totally. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, this is obviously open mic Tuesday. So if you've got something that's bothering you, I was reading comments about the proposed casino on I-5, the new Wind River Resort Casino, and I see the problems that people are saying is that we never had a problem with crack until the casino was here.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. The casino's always been here since I've been here. And now they're saying other things, now, including about the rescue mission. I've got I don't know if this is true, but we're going to talk about it, about property the Good News Rescue Mission has just supposedly bought. And we're going to check that out.
605-4567.
Yeah, 605-4567. Give us a call. What's on your mind out there? This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know what? It's like a cruise ship that's arrived without the ocean. That's right. You have a director, a full-time activity director, a gourmet chef, delicious meals, full-time activities. This is not assisted living. You're there because you're tired of cutting grass. So you've got a nice, you got a nice apartment there. You still got your car. You got your friends. You can travel all over. And you don't have to worry about it. River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give them a call, 238-5981. We'll be right back. Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Reading, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself? Or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
You're a big fan of the man with no name, aren't
you? You think. Good morning, everybody. It's like 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 19th. Yeah, 74 degrees going up to 98 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And also can also arrange for a payment plans if you need that. 365-3793. You know, what I was, what you just said about the, you just said something right as I was getting ready to talk, and I thought that just that brought up another subject. But let me move back to the rescue mission. It seems like somebody has written in here. I don't know if it's true, but they say the. And so I want to make sure everybody understands it. This comes off the chat room, and they say that the rescue mission has bought the rehab equipment store next door to it. That's a pretty large. It's a pretty large.
Fair number of square feet.
Yeah, right there. If that's true, and they plan on doubling their capacity. You know, so they can help more people there. That's interesting. I don't know if that's
true. This
is
an unverified statement.
That's an unverified statement. Yeah. But, what you know, the thing about it is the Good News Rescue Mission is blamed for a lot of the problems around here. I mean, let's just say it. You know, it's called the magnet. It's called, you know, they feed people. And when you feed people, you just keep them here. They have no place to go to, so they go down to South City Park, the library. And then from there... and once South City Park is fenced off, and we take in, I mean, I say we, the city takes back control of that park, which they need to do, and then where do the people go to? So let's talk about that. If you've got an opinion, 605-4567, what do you think should happen? Should we even fence in that park, or should we find another way? You know, Senator Johannesson yesterday said, don't fence it in, just enforce the laws there, which obviously we can't do. We cannot enforce, it appears, the no camping rules, the no shooting up of, you know, there's no smoking in there, the no shooting of heroin or other types of drugs into your system. We can't enforce that. So if you can't enforce it, you take it back by controlling it, by controlling access. But then, where do they go? If you're in Parkview, if you're in that neighborhood, you might say, this is just going to get rougher. Are they going to move over up here to the River Park? Up here by Benton, you know, off of Benton Drive up here. You know, the big park.
Caldwell
Park. Are they going to move into
Lake
that?
Lake Redding. Well, there's two parts, Caldwell and Lake Redding, right. Divided by the trestle.
Right. So you've got a large park right there. And are they going to move into that? Well, there's already a lot of people there already. And if you remember what happened at the aquatic center with, you know, some of the kids down there being approached by homeless or at least vagrants down there,
yeah,
that caused a lot of consternation last year. So the bottom line is that if you've got the laws and they're enforced, we should be able to take back our parks.
Mm-hmm.
And the police will say, we don't have the manpower to do it.
Yeah.
We cover, I've got seven.
The
men.
Officers would be the, yeah.
I've got 60 square miles. I've got seven officers patrolling 60 square miles. And if somebody comes in and tells me they're smoking marijuana in the park or they're shooting up in the park, you know what? Where that falls into my list of things to do? It's somewhere after the guy getting shot out at the Capri Hotel or somebody being beat up here or I'm watching somebody steal a car, so I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stop that. So all of those things come into play. So how do you fix that? How do you fix that? Do you start then at this point? Okay, we fenced off. It's fenced off South City Park. Now, do you fence off the other park? Do you go into Caldwell Park? You fence off half of that, and then you just keep doing this. You just keep fencing off those major parks. Eventually, there's going to be a place that they've got to go,
yeah,
or they leave. Now, should there be a place provided by the city and the county, maybe a large building that's not being used that people can go into during the day and not spend the night there, but go in during the day, whether it's hot and it's cold, it's got bathrooms, it's places they can charge up their iPads, so God knows why they have iPads, but their phones.
I have no issue with helping the people who want to get themselves out of a situation that they have landed in, either through bad judgment or external factors. But a lot of these folks, if you ask them, I want to live my life with no rules, and you can't tell me what to do. Well, then, fine. Do it elsewhere.
I'm not sure that we have reached a point where, you know, again, I go back and say we have our problems here. They're nothing compared. I shouldn't say they're nothing, but they are big for us. But they haven't reached that point as they have in these bigger cities where the homeless have taken over whole neighborhoods, whole portions of the city, and put up housing and wooden, not wooden, but cardboard structures, and they've taken over whole blocks. And we haven't gotten to the point where we're having to spray down the sidewalks, which bothers me immensely because I know where they were down in San Diego. I mean, I lived in that general area down there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, I mean, yeah. The city's beautiful down there in their downtown, but now they're having to spray it off because of all the problems they're having. So there's a problem. But I don't want to see us fall into that or get any worse into that. And what we have right now, unless something happens, is a slow decline down.
A slow decline down
until we, until it gets worse, until it gets noticeably worse. Okay. Let's move on from that. The federal judge, what about votes? Voting. Kansas wrote this is in Kansas, of course. And they had a law that said people have to prove their citizenship when they register to vote, not when they vote. They don't have to prove it. But when they vote or when they register, they have to prove their citizenship by either a birth certificate or a passport or whatever. I think there's three or four different things you could do there. And a federal judge has just said, nope, you have not shown that illegals voting or people voting that are not citizens, non-citizens voting is a problem in Kansas. And in fact, you need to go back to 6 hours of school. He tells the Attorney General of Kansas that he has to go back to 6 hours of law school and study this, which, of course, is a slap in his face. And the Kansas Attorney General is running for governor, by the way. The fact is I'm not sure what the judge says. Just because there's been no problem, you haven't shown there's a problem, so you can't tell people they have to show their citizenship to vote. I'm not, you know what, if you have a driver's license, that usually proves citizenship, in California, I'm not sure anymore, because California, you get a driver's license, but there's something, have you seen a...
Some kind of indicator.
Have you seen one of the, what's it, well, hop on there, hop on that, and what's it say? This is Ashley. She is one of our producers. Also, is here is being with us this morning.
I do believe it says not federally valid in the top corner of the license,
okay.
And so you won't be able to fly out. And if you are getting your license renewed, it defaults to that. So you're not allowed to purchase ammunition and stuff like that. You have to go through a lot of extra hoops in order to make sure that your license is federally valid.
So does everybody's license say that now? Or just illegals?
As everybody's. Everybody's defaults to the illegal status.
Because it would be discrimination, you see, otherwise.
You have to specifically go to them as they're getting renewed right now. My dad just had to hop through a whole bunch of hoops. Mine doesn't renew till next year. But in the top corner, it'll say not federally valid. A lot of them say...
Which means
that
you can't
now.
Get it on a plane. So
that's why in California it's no longer.
California's IDs are special because they're no longer federally valid because you don't have to prove citizenship for them, is my understanding.
Well, but I also thought, though, that it was supposed to be marked in such a way that you could tell it wasn't a citizenship. Maybe that was it, but then if everybody has that, then it makes no difference then.
You will need your papers to move?
Yep.
You know what? We need to, Bob, we've got a few minutes. Why don't you research that one?
Okay.
Because what that says is, what you've just said is then everybody's is going to do that, is going to say that. So then if you're here legally or illegally, you're going to have the same license that you can use.
Yes, it'll default to that. You have to go through a lot of extra hoops in order to get the same permissions with your license as you have currently.
Wow. You know what?
That's a default on a renew.
Here's where we go. Here's where we're going, my friends. You know, we were talking about during the break is how far away from California should you be in 10 years? You know, or is California going to just be catching us, at, you know, catching up with you no matter where you're at in 10 years? Because they say as California goes, the nation goes. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that because of some of the things that they've done. I can't imagine the whole country becoming a sanctuary country. When we do away with our borders, we've done away with our national identity. And what in the hell are we thinking of? Is this what it is? Is that we just start teaching in school that really we are part of Mexico because Mexico used to own us. So we should just become that part of Mexico. I'm not sure if it's all the way up to here, but at least to L.A., you know, so, you know, because they were part of land grants. And then my kids in New Mexico become Mexican citizens. I'm not sure. Is this what we want? Is this really what we want? We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. They're having their big, some of their biggest sales right now. And a lot of percentages off, 20% off maintenance, and 10% off all parts on your Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters, water heaters, and home heaters. Plus, veterans, you get an additional 5% early bird discount on kerosene going through July. Give them a call at 241-1167. And the and you can find out what kind of great deals you can get from SST Oil, which, by the way, is a employee-owned company, a great company. And they're always looking for super employees, especially drivers. Drivers, you have your hazmat, 241-1167. Give them a call and find out what kind of great deals they have for their drivers. We'll be right back after these messages, 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
It only comes once a year, and it opens tomorrow. Carnival rides, fair food, beauty exhibits. Support our youth and their 4-H projects. Bid at the Junior Livestock Auction and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and all the entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow is Kids Day with free admission for all kids 12 and under and the discount Carnival wristband special. The Shasta District Fair opens tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda. Bob Linda will be back tomorrow. We're going to have Sheriff Tom Basinko will be on with us. And after the primary,
post-election,
I'm going to ask him probably one of the first questions, something like, Sheriff Basinko, congratulations on your win in the primary, but almost, you know, you had 48% of the people in the county voted for change. So what does that tell you, and how does that set your agenda for the next 4 years? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you could say, well, yeah, but over half thinks what I'm doing is good. Well, yes, that's true, but some points brought up. Now, Ashley, hop in here. There's a university professor at Northwestern, or Northeastern, I'm sorry, who says that a Northeastern University has a professor in Boston who says that she says she wrote a column earlier this month that her name is Susanna Walters, a sociology professor and women's gender and sexuality studies program director at Northeastern, said women have every right to hate men. They have done us wrong. Okay. The university in Boston immediately distanced itself from the op-ed, saying hate has no place at the university. She wrote that men should just cede their power and responsibility to women, that if you would like us not to hate you, pledge to vote for feminist women only. Don't run for office. Don't be in charge of anything. Step away from power.
That's absurd.
And then she said, instead of taking the high road, maybe it's time for us to all go Thelma and Louise and Foxy Brown on their collective butts.
An issue or two at play here?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Ashley, you're a strong woman. You're a very educated woman. When I hear things like that, I laugh. First of all, I laugh.
I was laughing.
Yeah, I know.
Before you started,
but then I think, what if she, what if she believes this, truly believes this, as opposed to throwing this out there for conversation, you know, to get people talking about it. But she seems like she's done this before a couple times.
It's not about gender. That's the big thing nobody's talking about. It's not about gender. It's about opinions. She wants people who agree with her. She doesn't want people like me in charge because I don't agree.
And you're right. She mentioned before.
It doesn't matter if I'm female or whatever.
And you're right because she had mentioned Carly Farino or Sarah Palin or some of the others had gotten into power, then that was a step back for women and women feminists.
When my wife read that she voted conservative only because I told her to, I think the laughter went on for about an hour.
Yeah. Like, how many relationships do you know that he has that much
Linda
power?
Linda voted because you told her to, right?
Linda has canceled out my vote on many occasions on things.
But you both voted, and that's what's important.
And we both voted. And I mean, when I see things like this, I think of, okay, you know, but here she's in charge of a whole division in a university. Mm-hmm. And so if she thinks this way, and here's the university is trying to say, oh, no, this would not have an impact on her teaching. But if I was a guy in her class and I got a C and other people were getting A's and B's, I think I would have to say that, wait a minute, she hates me because I'm a guy.
Only
I'm a student.
If you're not regurgitating the same information back. I have a very large soapbox on that regard.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, so. it's about alignment, and it's not about gender at all, and that's what people don't want to tell you.
Yeah, and it becomes not about equality. It becomes about a revenge mm-hmm. over a perceived
the pendulum
slight.
Swinging the other right. way.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back to the driver's licenses so we can clear that one up.
Okay.
And in between, while you're looking that one back up again, we had a comment here that Reading was a Mexican land grant to Major
Pearson Reading.
To Major Pearson Reading, grant starts at Diesel Horse Bridge to Cottonwood Creek. KCNR is on the Rancho San Buenaventura land grant.
Buenaventura, mm-hmm.
and I must start speaking Spanish. So
okay.
Anyway, okay. Thank you for that.
All right, the truth
now about yeah. the about yeah. the
real ID.
You have you do have to do a couple of extra things. If you listen to the way the statement was, it's like any California ID is worthless right now. That is not quite the case. California's current IDs will be valid until October 1st of 2020. A valid California driver's license or ID card can be used for any purpose, including boarding a domestic flight, entering military bases, et cetera, until that date, October 1st, 2020. But right now, the DMV is offering what's called a Real ID, federally compliant driver's license. This is not a thing that California made up. This is a federal requirement. And it's roughly the same requirements if you were getting a passport, which means instead of doing the online reordering thing, which is when you end up with this federal limits apply card, you have to do a little bit of extra work, take a certified copy of a birth certificate. If you've got a passport, take it. Proof of your Social Security number and a residency document, rental, lease, mortgage bill. The same sort of stuff you would do if you were, in fact, applying for a passport.
Mm-hmm.
This is a federal requirement. But you can get the Real ID for California right now. But your current license, even if it has the federal limits apply on it, you can still get on an airplane until 2020.
See, my understanding was that everything had to be shifted over to either one of these two types of licenses you get by 2020. So if my license expires next year versus my dad's license expires tomorrow, then the transition happens between now and 2020.
But whatever license you end up with will be validly accepted until October of 2020.
Okay. That's was not my understanding.
That was totally confusing to me, too. So I guess the next time I go down when my license expires, I just go down with my passport and just say, hey,
if you want the same permissions moving forward, then you have to go with the Real ID option, which is not what it defaults to. So you're used to your license having certain permissions, and you're used to renewing online and all of this, that's changing.
You know what, this whole thing, again, is all because of the sanctuary state and having mm-hmm. having illegals in and saying, okay, no, but they should have the same rights.
Maybe 60.
They can get a driver's license, but it's going to be marked differently.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't it be marked differently and just say a big NC on it, non-citizen?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in red letters where you can see it and let the rest of us just have our own.
See, what they're doing is they're defaulting it to the non-citizen, and you have to prove
that you are a citizen in order to get the new special one.
So
what you're doing is when you have that just proves that you are a citizen. Now I can mm-hmm. use this as a proof of citizenship to vote and all these other things.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, I got it. Right now, Bob's in a prolonged conversation with somebody on the phone trying to tell them that you don't call this number, and they're not accepting that. So,
yeah. That's
all right. It's over.
It was if you get one of these calls from somebody purporting to be with your phone service, but they don't say what it is, and they want to save you money on your billing.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you just hang up?
Well, I was qualifying, and this is somebody, in fact, from our phone provider. She verified that she was with the company we get our service from and not XYZ company.
Now they're calling back?
Yeah.
Just hang up. Just, you know, if it's got nothing to do with the show, just hang up. Okay. 2 minutes left. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow, Sheriff Thomas Hinkle is going to be with us. A lot of things we want to talk about, including this big grand jury report that says that the money's not being used from AB 109. It's not being used by AB 109 the way it's supposed to be. I want to ask him about that. I want to have Supervisor Les Baugh in. I want to talk to Supervisor Les Baugh why that money's not being used like that. And the reason it's less is because he's in charge of the Board of Supervisors. And then I really want to find out about this big article about down in Cottonwood. This guy's got a little hot dog stand. Why Les Baugh rolled in it and told Rick Simon that he expected something to be done about this. And Rick Simon comes back and says, well, do you want me to move him up to the top of the list, Les? And Les gets, you know, they get back and is a little nasty at each other again. I'm just, you know what, the county is just ripe now for so many questions. You know, the city of Reading at least has taken steps. Now it's up to the county. Let's just see what the county's doing. Maybe we should spend more time on the county, asking them questions and having them say to explain to us why is this stuff going on and why don't we have more people in there. And I realize that we're running out of time on this one, but that's just another whole show in itself. So thanks, everybody, for being with us today. What do we got here? Yeah, just a few minutes, a few seconds. But thanks for being with us today. Again, the sheriff's on tomorrow. A number of other things are going to be happening this week so that we can keep we need to have our elected officials explain to us why are they doing these things or why aren't they doing these things? Why does it take a grand jury report to get everybody moving forward? Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR at Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew.